So hello and welcome to the Erica Glessing Show. This is where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration from entrepreneurs and lightworkers. I'm exceptionally blessed to have this guest join me today after her jaunt in the desert. She's been out experiencing nature and she stopped on her tour to give us this beautiful interview. Welcome the fabulous Katrina Elkins. How are you?
I am so amazing. Fantastic. Just fantastic.
You know, I don't know that many lightworkers that teach elemental lifestyle. So why don't you just start off with like what is an elemental lifestyle and how did that come to be something that you would love, you know, to sort of embody and teach?
Yes, elemental lifestyle. It has been a journey of probably my whole process of my whole life of the connection to Mother Nature. And I am so dedicated to really opening up that space about Mother Nature and how we can embody this feeling of complete honesty with our own needs and how that's reflected in Mother Nature. And the last 4 years have been a process of birthing the elemental lifestyle. And it is about radical honesty. It's about allowing the spaces within our body and connecting to the elemental forces. And within that radical honesty, we can align with our highest truth. It's a space of clarity, connection, community, and absolute bliss.
That's all.
That's it. Nothing else.
Right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that we're talking about bodies because I realized kind of as a young teen, I pretty much shut off the body and I really went into my head and I had these like big glasses and I was kind of a librarian lifestyle and I would just sort of hide behind the books and I pretty much didn't want anyone even to notice that I had a body, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so this journey back into being in the body, tell us a little bit of what we can do if we have kind of done that, you know, figuring like attracts like. There might be some other cerebral folks on the call.
Yes, right. Well, I can relate to the big glasses. Oh my goodness, yeah. Junior high, I had the big glasses and didn't really want to be in my body either. And that, like this place of coming back to the body really requires us to address any of that hidden like shame or guilt or anything for what our body desires or what it needs, like food, sex, shelter, those primal basic needs, and really, really tapping in to asking what our body needs. And it's a very vulnerable space. And it is a process of compassion and fierce love. Like you, so much self-love involved with really being honest about the needs of our body and
without
being okay.
The shame, you know, because for me, just like I was recently shown like my true energy is, and it is different than a lot of people, you know, and it is higher than most, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was this acknowledgement of that shifted things for me. And part of it's listening to your new podcast. So why don't you tell us about the podcast and then just kind of give us an overview of what you're doing on the show.
Yes. So the podcast really took flight in the past month. It's been wanting to be birthed for the last 6 months, but the potency and the community that it's drawing wasn't quite ready yet for it. And so now it is fully alive and we're discussing the elements. So it's really what I am empowering my listeners to do is to master the elements within their own inner alignment so that they can then really live life in their element.
Aww.
And it's a place of, it is so rich, and it is about harmony. It's about being, and it's about really identifying those hidden layers of shame, of guilt. This is about really being embodied and really understanding our heart. And I am so committed to the speakers that I interview. They are so incredible. They have a depth and a richness that provides this tapestry that just delights you and really gives you a sense of being able to tap into this elemental lifestyle and what that means. And it's the Elemental Lifestyle podcast. I'm on iTunes, and the way to like really tap in to another space is through my website, KatrinaElkins.com. And I have a year-long program that's associated with Elemental Lifestyle as well.
I think it's so exciting to see these topics of fire and topics of water. Mm-hmm. And why don't you just give us a little sneak peek into one of them? Pick any of the shows mm-hmm. you'd like to share and just tell us a little sneak peek of one of your shows.
Yeah, the first one, my favorite element is fire, but the first one was wind. And it's really about that interplay between allowing the wind to carry you or fighting against it. And how do we choose to really allow the wind to be there to support us in our transformation and in our process? And to me, that is so potent because I've been on the edge of a cliff for a long time and I wanted to jump, and I did with this podcast, and now with the Elemental Lifestyle that's being birthed, it is so incredible. So I feel like it's in my own journey, but there's so many other people that have already given me feedback about that wind segment, that it carries this depth of understanding what wind can allow in our life.
Aww.
Really potent.
Well, yeah. Katrina, it was so wonderful having you here today. Thank you for coming on the show. I think we tell us a little bit more about how we can find you and reach you and connect with you and look into your one-year program.
Yes. You can reach me on Facebook at Katrina J. Elkins. And you can also reach me on Instagram at Katrina_Elkins. And my website is KatrinaElkins.com.
Perfect. And thank you again for coming. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's a wonderful blessing to be here with you, Erica.